Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Jingle those bells, Ramblers. Welcome along to the first of two Christmas episodes from the Football Ramble. I'm Jules Breach.
I'm Andy Brassel.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Luke Moore.
Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas!
This is nice, all four of us in a room together.
I enjoyed the theme tune as well. I feel like I'm in the darkness.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's always nice when the old sleigh bells get stuck on the theme tune by one of the talented producers.
Yeah. Are we feeling all festive, Luke?
I'm feeling like Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. I don't know about you lot.
You there, boy. Fetch me the largest ramble you can find.
I can see Pete as the Michael Caine character in a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Why the Muppet version of that particular tale?
No, because it's the best.
Okay, fair.
And also because...
When
Michael Caine was cast in that movie, presumably we've all seen it.
Yes.
It's like, if you think about it, he could have had a bit of fun with it because it's all Muppets.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He plays it like it's the most like serious Oscar-winning drama ever. There's absolutely no levity whatsoever.
It feels like he's getting unduly emotional while it's happening as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's great. It's a great performance.
I could just see lots of puppets, Master. Right?
I feel like there's a really good vibe about this Christmas, though, isn't there? Especially after last year. I think everyone's looking forward to this one. Fingers crossed we're all able to celebrate as we like. What are your plans, Pete?
What are my plans? Well, they're better than last year. I tell you what, I've got no plans right now. I bought the big turkey that was too big for my freezer, so I've had to remove some shelves. That's good. So there's nothing else in my freezer. Turkey's foul, literally.
Yeah.
And, no, I've got no plans. I've not bought any Christmas presents.
What?
Fundamentally,
get out there.
And that's, I know.
People will be surprised to hear that, won't they?
I'm really.
You know, the difference between this year and last year for Pete is that Pete's now a big mover and shaker in this local community. Beforehand, he was living in that sordid place in Soho. Now he's in suburban heaven.
Yeah.
And you're a bit of a face around the community, so they're expecting things from you, probably.
I turned on the Christmas lights in our area.
That is big
time. As a local celebrity, the second Christmas lights turn on I've done in my career.
Yeah.
The first being Holloway Road.
Because?
Alex Zane couldn't turn up.
And did you do it this year because of your missus?
I mean, she was the main draw. And I've said it before, I resent the fact that she's regarded as the main radio DJ in the area. And I had a good 10-year career on evenings. Unbelievable.
So is it the kind of neighbourhood where you can just go from house to house? If you have to socially distance and just stay in the garden or whatever, and just have it as an excuse to drink a load of wine, because my neighbour maybe a couple of years ago now, he used to stand. He's moved, sadly. He's a great guy, but he used to stand outside his house with loads of beers.
Yeah, all right.
And anyone that walked past, he would make them have a beer with him on Christmas Day.
Have you been in my boat?
Yeah. That's awesome.
So you could do that, Pete.
The man over the road, he imports rum, and he made this amazing... he got COVID this week, so he can't do that for another week. But he made this... when we turned the lights on, he brought his fire pit out, and he made this amazing... It was just hot chocolate with just a load of rum in it.
Yeah.
And
I'm down for that.
It was really nice. And the Brazilian lady who lives down the road, she went, yeah, in our country, you call that young girl's milk. I was like, what? That is the worst thing I've ever heard, and I've just met you.
Yeah. I got out of Soho.
She looked so sad when she said it.
Yeah, my goodness.
Russell, Christmas up in Newcastle for you this year?
Toon, toon, toon!
I
think I might go and see Newcastle United twice over Christmas.
Yes!
I'm
loving your life.
You must have been a bad boy this year.
I'm not sure they'll be loving their life because they're playing Manchester City and Manchester United either side of Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? Yeah. Man City, Man United, Leicester we got.
Get it all out in the same week, though. Get it over and done with, I think.
Yeah.
Mandy, you've got kids, so is Christmas just mad?
I suppose relatively so. Yeah, there are a few early mornings that I wouldn't have necessarily chosen. Plotted on. No, when they were smaller, they used to like sleep into normal times. But now they're at prime Christmas age.
Yeah.
At 10 or 8. So even the one who like sleeps normally sort of gets up at like 4 a.m.
I bet you've got loads of like sports themed presents for them because they're both like their sport. Don't
and
they?
Do you dress up? Do you dress up as like a sporty Santa?
Like cycling shorts, red cycling.
It's like Santa with a beard, but it's Lycra. Yeah. You should. He's the Santa of the Ramble, Andy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, Lars, surely.
Oh, Lars.
He's
like one of the main ones. Taking the podium ever a star.
To be nice at Christmas, Luke.
Andy with a beard would be a brilliant Santa.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I could actually grow a grey beard, I reckon.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah. What about you, Luke? What are you doing?
Hopefully I'll be with my family in a way that I wasn't able to be last year. Last year was rubbish because obviously the powers that be cancelled it so late. And this is the thing. My wife doesn't even like turkey. But I feel like it should really be consumed.
But haven't you already had it for Thanksgiving with your wife?
Do you have turkey?
We missed Thanksgiving this year because of. Say again.
Do you have turkey at Thanksgiving?
Yes. So my wife's family in the US don't really have turkey at Christmas. They have it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They'll have like a rib of beef or something at Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Such a touch.
Yeah. But when Christmas was cancelled last year, and it was only my wife and I in the house, just the two of us and the two cats, obviously the two Christmas cats, I had to go out and get some turkey, and I just wanted to get a small amount because my wife doesn't eat it anyway. The only thing left was this scraggly like rubbish last turkey on the bottom shelf at Co-op.
Right.
But because of the principle of the thing, I bought it, cooked it. It was awful.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I had like about two slices of it, and that was that.
All right. Well, you can improve on it this year.
Yeah.
Then.
So yeah. My lovely mum will be doing an amazing Christmas dinner. We hope. Mm. And it'll be. I mean, I've got a niece and a nephew now, so that's fun. It's good. It'll be good.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Very How about nice. You, Jules?
Well, I've got. I'm actually really looking forward to this Christmas. Again, fingers crossed it all does go ahead as planned, because it'll be the first Christmas in my entire existence on this earth in 35 years, Luke. Yes, I'm not 40.
But you've got a showbiz age like Jerry Halliwell. We know that.
In my 35 years of being here, I've never had a Christmas day with both of my parents and my brother without my dad working.
Oh, right.
And my
yeah.
dad
oh,
has right. now retired, and they're over from Jamaica for Christmas this
Amazing.
Year. So for the very first time, I think I'm going to have my first proper Christmas.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. So don't, yeah. don't,
are you listening,
don't
Boris?
Don't listen to Donnie. You have to watch Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Oh, of
terrible,
course. But
terrible,
yeah, I'm obviously, dad being a chef, I mean, bless him. I say he's not working. He's going to be working. He's basically
yeah.
going to be in the kitchen
all
paid. Day.
Yeah.
yeah. But we've gone large, because obviously being such a special occasion for us, we've gone for four meats.
Wow.
Yeah,
four
we're not
You're going
about.
For a turducken.
Yeah, we're going for a turkey, beef, lamb, and gammon.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
pineapple on the gammon?
Yeah,
oh,
glue,
yeah.
glue.
Absolutely.
Pete, I can
the
imagine,
more meat, the better.
I can imagine that turducken appeals to you, Pete.
Yeah, well, because it's just the ultimate variety, and it's novelties. You can put any, you hide anything in there. M&M's, old fuses.
Do you know what a turducken is?
No, I was smiling on the side like that.
It's a chicken inside a duck inside a turkey, and you
How?
Roast it.
To me, that sounds like, you know, when you buy a car
wait.
Two written off cars that have been welded together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just imagining the full bird inside the other bird, but it's actually deboned.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
but
Pete's one.
You chop off the head of the first one, you trick the first bird to climb into the next one. And just repeat the process.
And then you fill the last one full of M&M's.
Yeah. yeah.
What done, hole do you put it through?
You don't want to know. Any available. Yeah. Any available.
Oh, God.
So, Jules, ask your dad to get a turducken in. Then you've got three out of the four already done.
Might as well. Go large. Right, let's talk about our Christmas tables then. Who do you have around your Christmas table? Obviously family, but let's imagine you could have a football person there. Who would you be having, Donny?
I don't know. You'd have to go for... I think Roy Hodgson would be a lovely touch. Because he'd be a good Santa. I just think he
wouldn't head of the table, though, won't he? That's going to be problematic for the men in the family.
I guess so. But I mean, I just want a bit more kind of passive aggression at the table.
Argue over who sits at the head of the table?
No, but because the oldest, I feel like, you know, male or female, the oldest person sit at the head of the table, and they should get to carve the turkey.
Oh. The oldest Roy person should get to carve the turkey.
Yeah, I think so. It's respectful.
No, because then it'll all be, if there's someone really old, it'll be a bit.
But it's ceremonial. You only do one slice. You don't fucking work them to the bone all day. You bring it out. It's a ceremonial carving of one slice. Well done, everyone, and you get on with it.
Have you got one of those little kind of 70s cutters?
No, I haven't.
We don't
actually do that in our house. But the point I was just going to make with Roy is that I think Roy is a poor shout. One, because he'll be quite quiet and a little bit, I think he might be a little bit grumpy. And two, as soon as lunch is finished,
he'll sleep.
He'll take himself off into the corner, sit in an armchair with his book, read for a bit and nod off.
Yeah.
I like that though. It's not
no, traditional.
It's not your dad coming home from shifts, having a sleep for about 6 hours, waking up tired, getting drunk and then just being horrible to everyone.
Anyway, that's a delightful insight to Pete. Every Christmas pizza.
The thing that really concerns me, particularly as we're having Christmas in the Northeast this year, is we invite everyone. You know, it's nice that everyone is part of it. I'm worrying, like, as it's in the Northeast, and Mike Ashley's on his own now, do we have to invite him?
No, he don't live up there.
He won't stay up there. He won't be up there anymore, will he?
Yeah.
He'll be down in London somewhere.
Hanging one of those spots, direct letters on your tree. Lovely.
I've got your present.
Secret Santa.
They could auction those off, couldn't they?
I think they'd probably make a pretty penny for charity, yeah.
You reckon? People wouldn't want to go near them, would they?
It'll just set fire at them in the front of their garden, wouldn't they? Yeah, look what I'm doing. Everyone's doing it.
I interpreted this question slightly differently. I went for... if I had to put a chef's brigade together to cook a big Christmas lunch,
good shout
for a number of people, who would I go with? And I've got the following answers. I've got Marcus Rashford overseeing the whole operation.
A genius,
right?
Okay.
He knows how to get
Absolutely.
People fed. You know, he's the creative director here, basically,
and
making sure people get their food. I'll probably get James Milner in.
What's
super reliable.
Okay.
Well, I just see him as like
any task,
rolling his sleeves up, apron on.
Yeah.
If you need him to wash the pots, he will. He'll clean up behind you. He'll do the kind of the bits and pieces. He's not a big flavours man, I don't think, Milner. You wouldn't have him on. You wouldn't have him on the.
He's a Bisto guy. Isn't
yeah,
he?
I think so. Yeah. Big time. Yeah. I think he just pours the Bisto grows into his mouth
and mixes some water in there. Yeah. Swirls it around. Yeah. A bit of gravy, lovely. Yeah.
If I'm looking for a bit of flair on the turkey, I mean, he'd need to have close supervision, and I think Rashford and Milner could provide this. Bit of flair on the turkey, perhaps a bit of Jack Grealish.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm. Do Grealish just, I think his seasoning would be quite good, probably.
Mm, you reckon? So. Yeah. You'd want someone who's like Javier Hernandez or something, like someone who's got, whose national dish is a bit spicier.
Oh, that's what you mean.
You reckon? Yeah. What about Mikel Antonio? Put a bit of jerk in there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. I'd also have him on the door to the kitchen to stop Pete's dad coming in.
Are you allowed to just add jerk seasoning to turkey?
Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Yeah, well, I was thinking
that would improve things.
Jerk on everything.
To be in control of the meat, you need an Argentinian or a Uruguayan.
Yeah.
Yes. I tend to think Marcelo Bielsa, because he's someone who, you know, he's always
you can get his interpreter with him. It's too many.
The international language of food, Jules, is fine.
Did you listen?
Bielsa would be. I think the problem with Bielsa, I feel like you wouldn't get to eat till about 10 o'clock at night.
It'd take too long.
He'd be cooking five turkeys at the same time.
Yeah, he would. Watching them on VHSs.
Could I add the naked chef into this?
Who's that?
Xabi Alonso, please. Just wrap him up in a bow. Yeah.
Stick him under the tree.
Yeah.
What, with a bow around his neck and
delicious.
That's it? Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Jules, it's a family time.
What a delicious ornament. Yeah. Dangling around.
I'll open you, Xabi, when everyone else has gone to bed. Disgraceful by you, Breach. Yeah. I also went for a bit of Raheem Sterling. He's very, got a lot of experience, a lot of flair. Yeah. Maybe he could be on desserts. I want Andrea Pirlo in there as sommelier.
Yes.
I mean, it's not the perfect weather to get barefooted and stand in a barrel of grapes, one might argue.
No, true. I don't think Pirlo gets stuck into it in that way, though, does he?
He talked about it in his autobiography.
Yeah, showing off. Showing off. Oh, yeah, I'll do a bit of that. The same way that when you open a new supermarket, the owner will scan an item to show, it's a supermarket. Aww. They ain't doing any of the dirty work after that.
Nah.
And also, finally, I've got Jamie Carragher as head waiter. I think he'd be good around the table.
Yeah, he'd bring a bit of humour to
reliable,
it.
Reliable, be fun.
Yeah.
Good, very personable. And host, as in maitre d' for the whole thing, Ian Wright. Bang, done.
Legend.
Nice. Okay.
That's a lot of people you got.
That's
going
solid,
on there.
Yeah.
That'd be a big old house, wouldn't
I
it?
I like it.
Yeah, mansion.
Mm. You read the running order.
What film is going to put your guest, Roy Hodgson, to sleep then, Pete? What Christmas film?
Antichrist. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Talking of ornaments flopping around. What Christmas film? I love this little VHS of The Night Before Christmas. That was this horrible Korean, cheaply 3 frames per second animated monstrosity that we used to watch every single Christmas. And it was in one of those little cardboard sleeves, and you got them from Woolworths for for 99p.
What did everything you describe about your childhood sound so depressing?
We used to watch it every year, and it was terrible, but I loved it. I'd really like to watch it again.
Did you ever nick sweets from the Pick and Mix at Woolies?
Oh, yeah, but...
Stick them in the slush puppy. No one will ever know.
Is that what people should do? You can say what you want now because
they've gone around to
press a legal claim against you.
The little, I'd love to see some CCTV if you're trying to get one of those little mini cans into your bag.
What other Christmas films, Luke, are watched in
Home
your
Alone.
House?
Home Alone, as always,
classic,
every year.
Yeah.
Always watch Home Alone as a family.
Well, I don't think it needs to be Christmas for that.
Nah,
speaking from our perspective.
I remember going to New York for the first time and seeing that hotel in New York and just being like,
that's Home Alone 2.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm not sure. We don't really observe that as canon in our house.
Really?
You saw the bird lady, then Donald Trump. Yeah, it's just like the movies.
Just like the film.
Yeah, you can get, as of this Christmas, a full Home Alone house Lego set.
Oh, can you?
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Cool. With like all the booby traps and like the maimed burglars.
That's brilliant. I might get that
as well. Which
it's probably about £600 though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite expensive, but it does look very, very good. I think one Christmas movie that you can never overlook is Die Hard. And I think specifically after the Germanification of the Premier League in the last little while and Ralph Rangnick arriving as well, you've got to get into Hans Gruber, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
He's Alan Rickman is absolutely extraordinary in that film.
He is amazing,
he's so good in it.
And the thing is, when you get later down the Die Hard canon And Jeremy Irons starts thinking, I can do a German accent.
No, you can't. Not having that. Not having that.
Anyone going to go to any football over Christmas? Any plans
Russia will.
You're going to go to both of those Newcastle games?
Yeah, I will. I won't get to see Wimbledon over Christmas, which is a bit sad.
That's a shame.
Portsmouth at home on Boxing Day, and we normally try and get tickets, but we weren't able to this year. And what should have happened is Portsmouth should have got knocked out of the FA Cup by Harrogate Town a bit earlier in the year. People would have been pissed off and then they would have been able to get a ticket, but sadly, we're not able to this year.
It's funny because obviously now Christmas, the Christmas football tradition is Boxing Day, but back in the day, football on Christmas Day actually was a thing. Up until 1965, it used to be a common pastime that people used to go to football on the day. There was one famous game on Christmas Day where my Brighton got beaten 18-0 in 1940 by Norwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it? Their manager, Brighton's manager at the time, Charlie Webb, turned up with just four players on Christmas Eve, planning to meet the rest of the squad at the ground the next day. But due to the fact that the government actually discouraged travel on Christmas Day back then, nobody else actually turned up.
Oh.
So they had to actually get people from the crowd to play the game. Can you imagine being a fan, turning up to go and watch your team play, and they're like, do you mind just playing left back for us today?
I think I can imagine that better on Christmas Day than Boxing Day.
If I was
in that situation as a fan, seeing how desperate the club was, I would be negotiating on the position of left back. Trust me on that. Yeah, I'll help you out, but it's going to cost you more than the left back position.
Also, can you imagine being called up as a crowd member to play for the away team? I mean, that's the dream. You turn up to see Brighton win, and you're definitely going to see him win.
One of the fans played in goal. One of them was actually goalkeeper.
Good God.
Surprised it's only 18, really.
Yeah, that's true.
How did they sort of choose? I mean, presumably there's a lot of fans. How do they choose?
1,500 fans just do that. Were there.
This guy's like
legs. Yeah. He looks solid. Yeah. He'll come in.
Are you turned ducking?
Yeah. Do you reckon you'd get picked, Pete? No, God no.
Although there was a picture of me from a charity football match about 10 years ago that Vish said I looked proper in. So
yeah,
if I look like that on the day, maybe he went, that guy looks proper. Get him in.
It's worth doing it just to get a photo of that nature that you can put on your wall.
Yes.
Because you know, the longer years go on, the more athletic you were when you were younger.
People,
the longer they've retired, the better they were. You could have that blown up to massive proportion stuck on the wall.
My younger son did get roped into representing Hull City in a
fight.
in a race.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, that's right. In a race against Millwall fans at one FA Cup match a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Because basically, they had young Millwall fans against young Hull fans, and we were with our Hull supporting mates, despite it being just down the road from us. And basically, the young Hull fans came out, and a couple of them looked at the pitch and thought, oh, I'm really scared, I can't do it.
Oh, really?
And sort of turned back.
They bottled it.
They said, have they got anyone else who wanted to step in? And my youngest stepped in.
How did he get on?
He did pretty well, actually.
Is he quick?
He was pretty quick. He's like four at the time.
Yeah.
And he had to run like half a pitch.
Yeah.
Which is quite a
lot. You ever seen him since? You seen him again?
he kept going. It was like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
What about this from 1931? The whole Clapton Orient squad turned up for a Christmas Day match against Bournemouth, but unfortunately, the entire team was drunk from a barrel of beer provided by their manager. They actually only lost 2-1. Then they won the return leg on Boxing Day by a goal to nil.
One on away goals.
It was way more fun back in the day, wasn't it?
You should have offered Pete that one first. You would have done that one.
Right.
Do you know what? It's not Christmas without playing some games, is it? So
emotional games.
We're going to have a break now. And when we come back, believe it or not, myself and Luke are on a team together.
Oh,
Andy and Pete together. We're going to be playing Dembar Barticulate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
We're Not Fucking Historians is the show all about Irish history, where Shane Todd and Hazel Hayes bring you a few facts and plenty of crack. This month saw their most important episode yet, the history of Ireland's favourite malty beverage.
That's where he's got the brewery, St. James's Gate. He took out a 9,000-year lease.
In the year 10,000, that's going to be a sad day for Guinness when they're booted out.
10,759 AD.
Heineken just come in and go, finally we've got it.
On Tuesday, they're reflecting on their own festive traditions and a few things you might not know about the Emerald Isle's Christmas connections.
There is apparently mounting evidence that St. Nicholas of Myra, who inspired the legend of Santa, is buried in County Kilkenny. It's actually on private land, so they don't allow visitors.
I don't think it's a great one to sell to kids. Can we go to Disneyland? No, come on, I'll take you to where Santa's buried.
So come on in and get involved. Search We're Not Historians. That's We're Not Historians wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hello, I am Sven Goran Eriksson and you are listening to the Football Ramble.
Sven at Christmas.
Yeah.
I wonder where he gets up to. Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell indeed. Right. It is time for some Christmas games. It's Denbar Barticulate.
I haven't got any syrup for you, so I hope you'll accept it. Have you had your syrup today?
Yes, I do. I do. I have to.
You won't score unless you have your syrup.
Cheers, Jeff.
Jeff. Cheers, Jeff.
Right, does everyone know how to play Articulate?
Can I just say before we get into it, I genuinely and sincerely hope Jeff Reeves had a terrible Christmas.
Don't wish that on the old man.
Yeah, I do.
Right, it is myself and Luke against Pete and Andy. We'll explain how this works. It's basically our very own version of Articulate. We are going to, in turn, describe words. We've got four categories. We've got objects, we've got actions, people, and footballing moments. So we've each got a category. We're going to be describing the words on there to our partner who we're teamed up with, and we've got to try and guess as many as we can.
How long do we get?
Understood?
30 seconds each.
30 seconds each
All right.
for this one.
So who's up first?
So who's starting? Let's start off with Pete and Andy. Andy, you can go first. So you're describing the words to Pete.
Right.
What's your category, please?
People.
Oh, good Christ.
Okay. Go.
Brazilian, very gifted.
Pele.
Large teeth.
Oh, God, Ronaldinho.
Yes. Saved your club. She's a lovely lady.
Amanda Stavely.
Correct.
Recent Ramble Meets guest. Did a dance with Sam Allardyce.
Oh, who did a dance with Sam Allardyce?
Nigerian number 10.
Oh, good God.
Used to play for PSG.
Oh, God. Pass.
Oh, you were so close. Oh!
What was that?
That's
at the end. Well, that will happen with me,
you
to be honest.
Two.
Andy.
You got two, Pete.
Two out of three.
I feel responsible.
Two out of three. Sorry,
no, that
Andy.
Was good. All right. So, two correct there for you guys. On to me and Luke next. You describe first, Luke.
Okay, so I've got action.
Action.
Okay, I'm ready when you are. Hit it. Basically, when it's an action, right?
Hurry
so when you do something, when you do something really annoying and people go, "That's really out of order," they are
red carded.
No, it's like
fouled.
No, what? It's like I'll pass that one.
Oh God.
When you're getting through on goal and you just lift it over the keeper.
Dink.
Correct.
Come on.
Don't let that one pass. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is so hard.
Hurry up.
Okay, when Klopp's teams do it, when you haven't got the ball, you
press.
Yeah.
Again, pressing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kiss.
When you. Two as well.
Yeah, it turns out two's a good score.
Look at the little faces.
Okay,
can I just say the actions? I mean, look, I'll just read
what
that one.
Others?
Elastico.
What the
I don't know what that is. Shit housing was
you
the
know
first
what elastico
one.
Is.
Damn it, I should have got shit.
The Brazilian with the big teeth did it.
I didn't quite get to that one. So, but that one was diving. I didn't quite get to that one. So we've got two.
Okay.
Two each.
Good.
Okay,
good,
now
good.
Pete, it's Pete's turn to describe.
Over to you, Pete.
All right.
What's the category?
Oh, sorry, it's football moment.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Two, one, go.
French guy assaults a supporter.
Eric Cantona.
Cool.
Kung Fu kick.
Yeah. Shouldn't be doing that in a World Cup against a celebrated England goalkeeper. You've got to use your feet.
Done a handball.
There you go. I can't pull the paper over. Two friends having a scrap and they're on the same side.
Bowyer and Dyer fighting.
Manager prick assaults a player on the touchline. And he, Newcastle manager.
Alan Pardew.
Alan Pardew doing what?
Hitting David Mailer. Fine.
Okay.
He knows it.
That was solid.
Four.
Who thought Pete would have the top score in this, eh?
That's four. Nice.
Well done, boys.
So you're on six now.
You're on six and we're on what? Two?
Yeah. Like, do this properly.
Luke.
Don't fuck about.
Properly.
You're the one that fucked up our first
Do you
one.
Want to win or not?
Yes, I do.
Well, don't fuck about then.
Okay.
What's the category?
Oh, sorry. The category is...
Objects.
Objects.
Let's see that from here. Right, here we go. Let's do it.
Okay, it's the thing at the side of the pitch where it's got loads of things that you can buy.
A club shop.
No, on the side of the pitch, the long things that go like that, and sometimes players run
Technical
into
area.
Them. No, the players bash into them when they like get fouled or they run off the side.
Penalty area.
No!
Are you sick?
Oh, God! What? Okay, I want to drink this all the time.
Carabao.
Rum.
I don't know.
Carabao.
No, grapes. It's made from grapes.
Wine.
Yes. The little kids when they walk out with the players.
Mascots.
Yeah. The song everyone sings at a football game.
That first one was bizarre. You said there's a song on the side of the pitch that where people can buy.
Yeah, no, it's a product.
Yeah, products.
Advertising hoarding.
Oh, right. That's a weird describer.
How many did I get?
Three, two. It's something that we've got to do another round. Let's do another round.
All right, fine. Let me get rid of the ones that I didn't get to.
So what are we on? We're on 6-4 to Andy and Pete. Fuming.
6-4.
Fuming, Jules.
We're just refined game players.
Yeah, you guys are. Pete, I'm surprised you're good at this. You can't normally get your words out.
All right. I'm good at articulate, actually. One of the few skills I have.
I can hear that.
Okay, right. Let's go again. Right, we're back to Andy and we're back to describing people for Pete.
South London legend, Arsenal's top goal scorer ever until supplanted by Thierry Henry.
Ian Wright.
Fucking, that's a good describer. Jesus.
In my opinion, the best player ever to play for Newcastle United, slightly unprofessional French.
And Laurent Robert? French. Oh,
yeah. Scored a brilliant solo goal against Bolton.
Oh, Hatem Ben Arfa. Jesus.
Yes. Manager almost hit on the head by a football once and went absolutely mental.
Oh, Harry Redknapp.
Yes.
I love it. That's Redknapp's legacy.
Good descriptions. Yeah. By the way, you got an extra ding, but we're not giving you that extra point.
Okay. So you're on nine now.
You've
got three.
Well, I appreciate the slight Newcastle skew to these.
You're on nine.
All right, Luke, over to you.
Okay.
Do better this time.
Okay,
please.
So this is action. This is by far, can I just say?
Do better, please.
I know listeners are going to be rolling their eyes here. This is by far the hardest category, and the producer's nodding at me as well. So bear it in mind.
All right, go on.
I'm rarely this frightened apart from when I'm with my wife.
Right. Okay. I am your second wife.
Here we
actually.
Go. My podcast wife. Let's go.
Go on.
Right, when you go down after challenge, but you're not really injured.
Oh, faking an injury.
Correct.
Yeah.
When you just get soaked on the end of it just to finish a goal, and you stretch in, you get your particular part of your foot on it.
Toe.
Yes.
Like toe poke.
Correct.
Oh, love it.
When you're winning, but you don't, and you want the clock to run down.
Time wasting.
Correct. When someone slides in and you put the boot down
tackle,
on them.
Tackle. Oh, stamp.
Correct. When the ball's in the air, you use your...
Header.
Correct.
Heading.
Okay.
That was good.
Good.
That was solid.
Solid display
five.
There, Luke.
Five. Found our rhythm now.
Solid.
Love that.
Did we get five or four?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Look at that. What's the scores on the doors then? So Andy and Pete have got 9. Jules and Luke have got 8.
9.
9?
Yeah, 9. We're on 9.
Jules and Luke have also got 9. Okay.
So I've got a strikeout.
We've got a silent adjudicator in the room. we're all looking for approval
I'll
right
keep
now.
A score here. We're back in the hunt, though,
okay,
Jules.
We're in it. We're in it. All right. Pete, over to you. This is our final round each.
Oof, right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Belgian footballer clouting a young lad who's just there to help.
Eden Hazard kicking the ball boy.
Yeah. I'm going to pass that one. Again, the aforementioned terrible Newcastle United manager calling a celebrated older manager.
Pardew Pellegrini.
Yeah, fucking old cunt. ex Southend boss and Hull boss giving.
Phil Brown doing halftime talk.
Yeah. Are we giving that one? Was that in time?
Yes, how is that? 2?
Either way.
We're being nice.
3.
It's Christmas.
So you're on 12. So Jules.
Yeah. We need to get 3 or more.
Then we need 4 to win.
Okay. 4 to win.
And you're doing objects.
I'm doing objects.
Think about it.
Okay.
Explain yourself clearly and slowly.
I will. I'm ready. Okay.
Don't do the advertising hoarding one again.
No, I'm not doing that one again.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? that was Luke's brain speaking out loud. Yeah.
I don't think you have the facilities for that.
Baby. Yeah, I've been big shacked. Right, we need 4. We can do this, all right? Don't hurry it because 30 seconds is quite a long time.
All right, let's go. Ready?
All we need is 4. Let's do it.
Red sauce that you eat that's got banned by Antonio Conte.
Tomato ketchup.
Yes. Oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know. Oh, the referees use it when they draw the line for free kicks.
Disappearing spray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ex-borough manager, absolute legend.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Steve McLaren.
No, recent
Gareth
one.
Gareth Southgate.
No, the recent one that's just left, just got sacked.
Oh, Neil Warnock.
Yes, and an autograph of him.
Oh, bum bag. Neil Warnock's bum bag.
No, just...
Neil Warnock's signed photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
The bit that the referee's sitting, standing.
Oh.
Technical area.
Yes, technical area was correct. Did we get that in time?
You get that. You can have that.
Did you, Billy
Bollocks? We got that. We got you started, so you finished. Oh, what? It's 12 weeks.
We tied.
It's a tie.
Oh, my
it's a Christmas
God.
Tie.
We're tied. So how do we decide? Silent adjudicator, you're going to have to act out to us. What are we going to
do? Also, Jules said... Jules said disappearing spray.
Yeah.
Where, as we know from Phil Neville, it's imaginary spray.
Imaginary
so
spray.
So I actually have to rewind that and give you an
It definitely counted. right, so we are tied 12 all, so we must have a decider round.
Okay, one more round.
One more round.
You can choose who you want.
One more round, then it's battles to the ground.
Who do you want to describe and who do you want to guess out of you two?
Why don't I describe because you're the brain, so...
Why don't I describe and you guess?
All right, okay.
Let's do you want to lose, Andy?
Can I just say, a Belgian man kicking a boy who was just there to help is the best description of that ever.
You actually described them amazingly, Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. Okay.
Well, you couldn't really say a Belgian superstar kicking
a boy.
Entitled son of local millionaire.
Who was far too old to be a ball boy. He's about 22.
Right, this is going to determine whether or not we're going to have a good Christmas or not. So who's going to be having a happier Christmas?
Yeah.
Andy and Pete or Jules and Luke? Over to you guys. It is the final round. It's the deciding round. Andy, describing people.
Portuguese coach thinks he's the greatest.
Oh, God.
Chelsea. Spurs. Now Roma.
Oh, sorry. Chelsea.
mascot for Euro 2020. Bit lame. Looked like an actual person.
No, pass.
Right. Really terrible Dutch manager. Luke absolutely hates him.
Luke van Gaal. No.
No, we'll pass on that one. Guy who is the one from Pele.
Oh, there they got one.
There
they got one.
The pressure got to Donny.
I'm so sorry.
Took him 10 seconds to get Jose Mourinho.
Andy, I'm so sorry. Because I don't think of him as potty. I think of him as a cunt.
Right, so we just need to get 2.
Right.
How do you want to do it?
I think you should
sorry,
describe.
Sorry, Andy.
Okay.
You describe the actions and I will answer.
And we just need 2 to win.
We just need 2 to win. All right, no pressure, Jules.
Here we go. Okay, when a player is described as someone who only gets goals.
Goal poacher.
Correct.
Yes.
Pass that one. Terrible.
Okay,
when you don't agree with a decision, you to a referee.
Remonstrate.
No.
No, complain.
You could also
moan.
Go out in the street and do it against the government.
Oh, protest.
Correct. When the fullback goes around the winger.
Oh, takes them on.
No, when it's the same team, they go over.
Overlap.
I said it.
Oh, shit.
When you get the ball in the wide area, you put it in for the goalkeeper.
Cross.
Correct. We got two anyway, so we won.
I think it's better for all of us that me and Luke won that.
Breach remain undefeated.
Christmas is about keeping the peace.
Not in my house, all Pete's house.
Andy is so lovely, but yeah. I did get a glimmer of Marcus in his eyes just then. I did get a glimmer of you, fucking idiot.
Can I just say...
fucking idiot. You're on a football podcast, you idiot.
We're like, when it's at you 10 seconds to get Jose Mourinho, who's arguably the most famous person in football history, I think we are all disappointed.
Oh, that was amazing. Jules. Go on, Luke. Well done. Well done, guys. That was really good fun.
Yeah.
I hope your Christmas games in your houses are just as fun as that. And maybe if you're listening to this, maybe you can steal this game, come up with it and do your own little answers for it and play with your families. Well,
I'll be doing that with my family, whether they like it or not.
Dem-bar-articulate.
Some of these are so hard.
Man explodes in his toilet. What's that? Mario Balotelli and his fireworks.
Look at this one I've got. Shepherding. How do you describe that?
One of these ones, the Tony Macaroni Arena. I can't even remember who plays there. It's some Scottish team, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah,
is it
Dundee? I can't remember. And
I'm not even going to read this one out. I mean,
what is it? Go on.
Barry Glendening getting a mention.
Oh, go on, Barry.
Livingston play at the Tony Macaroni Arena, apparently.
There we go. I knew it was one of them. I think it's now called like the Fountain of Youth, unless that's another Scottish stadium. But there we go. Right, lovely stuff.
Pissed mustard magnet.
Delia Smith.
Is she mustard? She's not really mustard, is she?
She falls asleep
at games, doesn't she? Guys, have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas, everyone listening.
And have a happy new year as well. We'll see you all soon.
Yeah, if you've ever listened to an episode of the Football Ramble, you deserve an amazing Christmas. So good for you. Thanks for your support throughout the year, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, we all really appreciate it. So thanks for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. This isn't the only Christmas episode. You get to hear Kate, Marcus, Jim and Vish probably argue as much as we did today over that game, and talk about their Christmas plans as well tomorrow. So make sure you check that out. And once again, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.